please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on. Please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on.
Dirty Water Podcast.
You know what I'm saying?
Hit that shit, CJ. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's go. He already hit it, you stupid.
You already hit it?
Yeah, I told him to.
Man, I fucking hate this nigga. Yeah, hold on.
I told him to.
How long you done hit the shit for?
He been hit it.
For about 10 minutes?
I told him to hit it when you open the door.
All right, man, listen.
As soon as you come in the door.
I fucking hate CJ. I don't know why he be doing that bullshit.
Go ahead, come on.
It's Dirty Water Podcast, man. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Dave B. And we are...
No, the fuck we're not. Shut the fuck up.
Dirty Water.
The five heartbeats.
I ain't even get a spark, man. Hold on. I ain't even get a spark.
Come on, man.
Little raw paper for you, Moses.
Taking all day, yo.
I don't hear that bullshit. And
raindrops would fall.
We have another guest with us. I don't know. We've been on some guest shit lately.
Yeah.
And we got our homie, our brother.
Yeah.
B. Davis.
Yeah.
B.
What's up, nigga?
Hello, world.
What's up, nigga?
I'm good, bro.
Got you, nigga, in the Ville. What's up, man? You don't even live here no more.
I know it, man. You got a surprise, nigga, man. What's good, though?
Glad you pulled up on Dirty Water Podcast.
I appreciate y'all having me.
You can talk this shit with us real quick. You know what I mean?
But
so, just yo, you all right, bro?
I just told him I just lit it. Calm down.
Happy Father's Day, man. Sweating and shit. Today is Father's Day on the day we're recording on this good old Sunday. So
today is Father's Day, not Single Mother's Day. I'm tired of y'all taking all the credit.
Hold on, Dave. Hold on. Oh. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to it, Dave. Hold on, Dave. Calm down, Dave.
Single mothers can't wait to take credit. You got Mother's Day, Valentine's Day.
You got to take
Father's Day, too.
Let's just address the good fathers first.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to them, too.
Like, you know, niggas like me.
like me.
Like B. Davis. Like Moses. You know what I'm saying? Like
me. I got a beard full of gray to prove it, but yeah, like me.
Like Jizzle. Like, you know, like OG. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All the good fathers out here that showed us, or we're showing, or we're leading, or, you know what I mean? You said what, OG?
Here we go.
Happy Father's Day to OG, triple OG. I don't know what he talking about.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to the doggy daddies, too.
You said what, bro?
To the doggy daddies.
Oh, yeah, that's you, right?
That's a fact.
What up, Henny?
Don't laugh, nigga.
I got you, bro. I don't even know. What's a doggy daddy? Nigga, they ain't shit or something?
No, nigga. They got a dog.
They got a dog.
Oh. I thought you meant like a dog.
Come on, B.
I never heard of that shit. Doggy daddy.
I didn't either.
Nah, I had a dog, but he died, man. Exactly. So I ain't had a dog since, bro. It fucked me up, man. I mean, it was like 20 years ago, but still fucked me up.
Oh, 20 years ago?
Yeah, man, I was legit, man. That was my first dog, man. Nigga died, ran away, came back, lived 2 weeks, man.
I had a dog run away, too.
Man, nigga came back skinny as shit, man. He probably fucking and not eating, bro. Like,
the dog ran away, got stressed out.
Yeah, came back. Man, nigga, see the nigga ribs and shit.
He probably had ticks.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
Wasn't eating well.
Nah, he definitely.
Nah, that nigga was on the block.
He was probably fucking.
He went on the doggy block.
Like, yeah, cause he used to be caged up. Yeah. From when he got free, he probably was just,
you know what I'm saying, killing it.
Yeah,
the nigga sold him out.
Like, damn, I'm hungry as fuck.
What if the dog went out and got HIV?
I don't know, bro. That nigga was looking bad when he came back, bro.
Sound like that.
R.I.P. skinny as fuck, right?
I ain't gonna say your name, but R.I.P. to my, huh?
You seen the ribs and shit?
Yeah, man. That's why I'm like, damn, this nigga really fucked up. Like, you ain't ate in 2 weeks. Like, what are you doing? Like, when you run away, you supposed to just, like, do some shit you can't, you know, normally do. This nigga just not eating, bro.
That nigga hit a deeper. That's what the fuck happened.
That nigga fucked me up, man.
You ever had a dog run away, Moses? You ever had a dog?
Yeah.
You run away?
I just stopped.
You run away, no?
Nah, one guy ran over right in front of him.
Damn. That's hurtful. Yeah.
You seen it happen? Like,
you watched it?
I was like, what, like 10?
Did you cry? Damn. Did you cry?
Sure. Hey, I was fucked up.
I believe it.
I just threw a rock at the truck.
They probably made a noise too.
Did the truck keep going?
Yeah.
Damn. Yo, OG, back the fuck up, OG.
Come on.
We ain't fucking with you today, man. You say you not on the mic, stay your ass off the mic, nigga. Like, what you doing, man?
Look, anyhow, listen. We done had a cover, dog. Well, listen.
Well, I can't tell the story. I can tell the story.
Hold on, my wife loves a dog. Dog is one of the passions in her life. So we got a couple fucking dogs. And I told my wife, baby, I love you. No matter what fucking happened, that dog belongs to you. I'm not doing a damn thing with this dog because I don't want his fucking ass here. The dog got mad he didn't get mad. Mm. He run out in the fucking street, got hit by a fucking car. So my wife is crying and boo-hooing and shit. So I better halfway down the drive. And my driveway is at least 100 damn yards long.
You got to get closer to the mic, man. All
right. See, and my driveway is at least 100 yards fucking long, right? My wife is boo-hooing, crying and shit, worrying about the fucking dog. I said, honey, let me tell you something. Ain't going to be your bill for a goddamn dog. So if he in such bad shape that he ain't gonna make it, he ain't gonna fucking make it.
Damn,
I'm not paying this goddamn this fee, or this whatever. I'm not paying for that shit. I'll pay for it to be put to sleep humanely, and he dies peacefully. That's who I am. That's what I believe in.
First of all, hold on.
I ain't got no goddamn sympathy in my fucking heart.
This segment ain't all about the dog. We supposed to be talking about Father's Day.
Yeah. Dogs talk about a fucking dog before that.
Yeah, I know. All right.
And that sound like a lie to me. I'm going to let you know.
It can sound like a lie or you won't. Do you see a dog here?
I remember you saying, fuck humanely. I take him in the back and put a bullet in him. I remember.
Jesus
that.
Christ. Jesus Christ.
I did. David. Oh, sorry.
The thing is about to have Peter come at us like a motherfucker, man. Peter about to come at us.
That's been going back a few years. And I did say that. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't got no passion. I ain't gonna have no beer for no goddamn dog.
But you did it the right way, though.
I did it the right way.
You did it.
I let her have her peace, her soulless, her quiet. But I ain't paying no goddamn body.
Got you.
I'm not a fucking dog.
And no 40 bullets was used during this.
I did not hurt the dog. I did not kill the dog. I'll let the vet do that. Jesus.
All right, look. Let's get this shit rocking, man.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
That's OG talking this shit about a goddamn dog.
I'm going to stay out of it now.
How y'all? All right, let's get into Father's Day, though. How y'all, B. Davis is a father. Moses is a father. I'm a father. CJ ain't a father. Dave ain't a father. You know what I'm saying? So, OG, let's record this shit. Let's do this shit. Yeah. We might do this shit. We don't need no more.
CJ got a
circle. Oh, my God, man.
That's that circles.
Yo, go in the house, man. Like, go in the house.
That's that gym.
No, for real, the recording sounds terrible when you do that type of shit. For real. For real. Like, like, let's get in our shit, man.
Y'all tell me your name, you will. Swing ball dick shit. Swing that ball, rock it and goddamn roll.
This nigga here, man.
Rock and roll.
Yo, low key, we hate OG doing that bullshit. Like, y'all ready to get my shit, man?
Let me go ahead.
Do we need to start over again? Motherfucker. Dirty Water Podcast.
Yeah, so it was a. I told about my dog, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I got to touch it over again.
Yeah. Right. All right, we're going to get in our shit.
Let's go ahead.
The Dirty Water Podcast, Moses Day B. We got B. Rich and his motherfucker.
And
we're talking. I'm sorry.
What
B. Davis.
Oh,
B. Davis. I'm sorry, man. Oh, my God.
So disrespectful.
Oh, very disrespectful.
You know what the problem is? We done finished the Dirty Water before we actually started recording, so it's done.
Oh, so y'all already
lit. I'm already a little lit. A little saucy. So, It's fucking Father's Day, right?
Be rich.
Shut up. Shut up, Dave.
They gonna zoom past the shit like, nigga, I heard that shit.
Yo, you try, I try to keep going, man. Like, come on.
I mean, be rich.
It's be rich.
It's B. Davis, my brother.
Yeah.
He here in town. Rest in peace to your uncle.
Appreciate it, bro.
You already know.
Word.
Father's Day. How do you guys feel about Father's Day? Like, honestly, though, with Moses being a father, me being a father, B. Davis being a father, and CJ not being a father, and Dave not being a father, but we got
doggy daddy.
We'll roll with that, Dave. Shout out to Henny. What's up, Moses? You see, you got that look in your eye. What's up?
Father get like the Family Dollar shit or like. The same kind of drill that you got me last time, except advance. And like, give me some other shit. You know what I'm saying?
You depend
Show me something different.
You depend on gifts?
Because like in Mother's Day, we go all out.
Right.
We go all out. Like, we don't want somebody to say shit. We can't wait till somebody ask something. What did you tell her? You better tell them what I did for you.
Right, right, right.
Flowers ate out, huh?
Right.
Gotta be cooked.
Yeah, got you the Jesus, I love Jesus scarf.
I love Jesus scarf.
The purple and gold.
Why they have a I love Jesus scarf in purple
like,
and gold?
Like, people always got
this
the scarf.
This ain't the Lakers. Like, shout out to AD, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Wow. You just want to put that
already,
in there.
Already,
you
want to slide.
Yeah, that's you. That's just, you begin.
You said purple and gold. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. Father's Day, man.
Like, Father's Day, think about it. Like, what do you mainly get, like, mostly?
Well, me, personally, I don't ask for shit, so. I don't give a fuck about. I don't give a fuck about none of these holidays.
It's nice to have
don't
a
never ask for nothing.
I ask for shit.
He said, "What do
I
you get?"
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like what I want. Like this is what
I get
I want,
a text message.
I, like I ain't gonna say I don't want to feel like it's a job because I don't want to say that I earned it.
That's all I get.
But I feel like you know what you know. What I'm
don't
saying?
Get something Mother's Day. I should get some Father's Day. Like,
that's enough for us really being fathers out there. So it's like if I feel like I'm being a father, then you know what I'm saying. I'm not asking for it, but if you show some gratitude and appreciation,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'm not gonna say no.
Niggas sound like niggas just want peace and quiet.
Niggas
want to be left alone for Father's Day.
I be feeling like you just said, B. Davis, that you know, like you know you're a good father. You know you do what you're supposed to do. Like Moses, you know what you're supposed to do. Shouldn't fathers be more appreciated? Not like why we get one day. Like, cause I appreciate like shout out OG. I appreciate my pops every day. I don't feel like I need Father's Day to be like to spend some money on him, nothing like that. I don't need that shit. Like you know, I appreciate he give me wisdom, he give me guidance, he give me everything daily. Anytime I need to call him, cool. And shout out to the dudes that don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like some of them had to learn in the streets and all this other shit. I'm just saying I'm happy to be blessed enough to have that OG in my life.
Yeah.
To you know, tell me that type of shit. How you feel, Moses? Because you got your pops. Dave, you got your pops.
Yeah, it's different ways about pops. But I had some friends that wasn't raised by pops. So.
Right, for sure.
At the same time, they some of them go harder, some of them just don't understand because they ain't got nobody to talk to them. Or
right.
They look at their cousins or something like that.
Mm.
You'll see them most of the time hanging with a cousin. But I feel like if they hang with the OGs and stuff like that, they already on the right path.
Because
OG's going to explain to him. Young nigga don't know what he doing. You know what I'm saying? Because he just like you. So how he going to tell you what to do? If he, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
He never been through it. You got to talk to somebody been through it. So I think the fathers I love because like our kids love is like you see how they act towards us. Like, you know what I'm saying? The stuff they do. The things we like see. Like fatherhood kind of makes you soft a little bit.
You think so?
You said a father makes you soft?
Yeah, I was saying,
you know what I'm saying, no pump, but you know what I'm saying, like,
you spoiled to certain things that some
like,
people are not spoiled.
Some stuff you like, okay, if you got a girl, like, certain stuff you let go. You don't even worry about it. Like, she could just knock over mug cakes. You don't even care. You like, she's crazy. But you know what I'm saying, mom be like, come on, I got to clean this shit up. You know what I'm saying? But you like, just like the boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, young, when he young, you on his ass, like he old, you just like let him chill because you feel like, you know what I'm saying, that's part of you right there.
Right.
So you just let him chill like growing up because you want him to understand stuff and like you see how he be asking you questions and stuff and you be like, what the hell? What you? So it's kind of like, you know, take you back with your father, like the questions you ask and you just think about, especially with girls, like my son's crazy, man. Like he went to a skating ring and a girl was like, I like you. He was like, I knew that. and jumped in the car. Like, what? Come on. Like, hard. I'm like,
I knew that.
Me, I would have been like, yeah, so what, you know,
I'm,
you know
the what I'm saying?
Like, I would have played it smooth, but he hard. Like, he was like, I knew that.
This happens all the time or
that
something.
That kid,
right?
Is, you know, going places.
Yeah.
Word,
and one
word,
time, like, he was at KJ, he was like, what, six. Some little girl was over there. And he was riding a little tricycle. I don't know who tricycle was. He was riding it. And he pulled up on the girl. He was like, what's up, shorty?
What? Nah,
I
know he
I'm
did.
Telling you, I'm looking at yo, for real. He was like, what's up, shorty? You want to ride, shorty?
Shorty?
he
wasn't saying shorty like that.
Yeah, because I was like, stop saying, what are you saying? He was like, I told her she want to ride, shorty. So I was like, bust out laughing. I was like, where do you get this stuff from?
Little Moses Jr.
You know what I'm saying? Fatherhood is good though, but at the same time, like, when you deal with somebody, I feel like it's your appreciation. Just like your girl or your mother, you always so stuff you want, you always get them something or surprise them, cook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's always a Mother's Day or Valentine's Day and all that bullcrap.
Yeah, some of my best memories was spending time with my pops and shit. Right? You know what I mean?
Word. Yeah.
Taught me how to ride a bike.
Mm.
Taught me how to fish.
Yeah.
Mm. He used to take me to the casino because the nigga ain't had no license.
Mm.
So he used to have me ride with him just in case he got pulled over. He's like, yo, I got my shun with me.
Mm.
yeah, that nigga's funny.
Oh, wow.
That's how it be.
Yeah, listen, he do what he gotta do.
Yo, shout out to your pops. I've been fishing, casino.
Mm-hmm.
I fucks with him.
For real.
So with the fathers, you gotta talk about the grandfathers too?
The grandfathers?
Yeah, I think
Father's
they seed.
Cause is that, you know that is that a day for them? Cause they can't have no,
yeah,
they ain't got no grandfather day. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I mean, nine times out of ten, you learn some of your qualities and characteristics from them.
Yeah,
and you might even have them without even realizing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
my grandfather was gangster. No seatbelt, liquor.
My granddad
was no seatbelt.
Yeah, me on the side. Whatever I want. You know what I'm saying? So
my granddad was gangster too. Rest in peace to Preston McLaurin, but I've heard stories about, you know, he get into it with somebody, he pulled a pistol on him. Like, whoa,
what's
hold
up,
on.
Like, what's
what
up?
You doing, granddad? Oh, like, hold on,
that's
man.
What I'm saying, what's up, grandfather? Because, like, I ain't trying to be funny. Everybody got a grandfather in. And everybody can say, like, you got that gangsta-ass grandfather. Mm. It's like, I don't think there's no soft grandfathers around.
Man, been through a lot.
Like, they smooth now. Like, when you see him, you don't think that. But back in the day, like, people tell you, like, yo,
yeah,
grandfather
was getting it in.
Yeah,
he was like, getting it in.
Yeah, they don't make niggas like they used to.
Nah.
That's a fact.
Yo, is this the
it was a different
day?
Time back then, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You got to think, too, it was a different time back then.
Yeah.
You could be an entrepreneur, like, on the spot. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So money and stuff is different, bro. Like, it was that time to get it. If we was back in them days, we'd be getting it, too. Probably City Slickers.
Yeah, you just couldn't. You
selling moonshine,
yelling in the nightclub.
Yeah, selling moonshine.
You couldn't take shit back then. You know what I mean? So
word
that bred a different type of dude.
Niggas would get smacked real quick, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this light skinned nigga.
Especially if they from the south.
Hey, nigga, hold up, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
grabbing nigga real good. Hold up, back up.
Yeah.
Dark skin
nigga got a gun on him.
Yeah.
Job turkey?
Yeah, especially like
job turkey.
You in the neighborhood. Yeah. You in the neighborhood dancing and shit, nigga come up. You fresh too. Who the fuck is this nigga? Talking to Lucille for 3 years.
Nigga call you a job turkey is on. Nigga, what?
Pull the blade on you.
Oh my god.
I'm about to cut this job turkey.
Don't even damn you got a gun. Like, nigga, I'm still gonna kill you.
Yeah, you ready to bleed, sucker?
Put your face in the sand.
Put your face in the sand. You stupid. Well, look. Happy Father's Day from Dirty Water Podcast.
Kick
like
your teeth
said.
In the sun green.
Yo, summer is here. It's getting hotter than a motherfucker out here, man.
Unfortunately.
In the south. In Fayetteville, North Carolina.
It's hot.
90-degree weather. 95-degree weather. Humidity outrageous.
Like, it's so hot, niggas just fuck a shirt. Like, straight Tupac.
Fuck everything.
Shit, nigga looking like Gucci from 09. With the
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
With the belly out, right?
Really out. Like, it's hot, nigga.
Yeah.
I don't care. You
remember, like, niggas just wear the shirt hot as shit. Niggas don't care no more. Like, what the fuck,
yeah,
nigga?
I don't care. Fuck it. Hot.
Hairy back, everything is hot.
Hey, look, AC everything. In the car, in the house, outside, anywhere. We need AC pumping. You know what I mean? Light. Yeah. It don't get as hot. It don't get that hot in New York like that, though, do it, Dave?
That's a fucking do. It's real humid. You get in the 90s and humid like a motherfucker.
Mm.
You get hot.
Cooking eggs on the block.
And then
cooking eggs on the block.
And then turn around 2 days later, it's snowing.
You right. Know what I mean? Right. Get your coat out.
It's unpredictable.
Wearing Tim's throughout.
Now you get why we wear Tim's.
Yeah,
right,
see, that's why it's more.
Never know what
definitely
the weather is.
Stay ready. Y'all niggas definitely wearing Tim's in the summertime. With
it'd
the shorts
cold.
On.
But it'd be cold that night, man.
Ah, a little nippy, right?
Yeah,
a little nippy outside.
60 degrees, throw the Tim's on.
You know what's fucked up about the summer? Out. You know all the kids is out of school and shit. Yeah. Even the teenagers. And they up to no good. What you think they doing right now?
I don't know. What did you do when you was younger in the summertime?
Summertime.
I used to ride up to Lodge Creek and go play basketball. All
right. We're talking about doing no good. You want to give us
some... You asked me.
What type of PG shit is that?
What you want me to do?
Tell us some
I ain't do no jerk shit.
I sneaked out and played basketball.
Come on.
Best game ever.
Anybody rob stores?
Nah,
hell no.
Beat niggas up? Like, come on. All right, I'm going to tell you a story.
Let's go, Dave.
Because y'all niggas is pussy. Y'all ain't never did nothing.
Don't call me pussy,
young.
Dave.
I ain't never did
don't
nothing.
Don't call me pussy,
young.
Dave. Well, don't do that shit, Dave.
We used to go around beating up Mexicans.
Okay, hold on. That's racist. Like
that. Well, it's not racist.
That feels racist. Trumpers, Dave. I was kind of Trumpers. And you said Mexicans too?
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
We sound real Trumpers right now, my G.
Why are you beating up Mexicans?
Because we were dumb and young. I have appreciation for Mexicans now, but
oh, okay. Damn.
We used to go to
somebody
like
in the group was
Mexican
the leader
neighborhoods and shit.
Now,
and I remember this one time, it had to be about six of us. We ran down on this Mexican couple, and my homeboy punched the nigga in his face and pushed him in the bushes and shit. And my other homeboy slapped his shorty, and then
whoa.
We all just took off. It was,
that was a great summer. That's a great summer. So y'all ain't getting nothing out of the deal. Y'all just smacking people and running.
So yeah, it was just a random person.
Just a random person.
That's stupid. Dave. That's stupid. I don't know why would you? Yeah, that's crazy.
That's trash, Dave.
Man, I'm pussy. I ain't never doing shit like that.
I lived a little. Jesus Christ.
Me and my niggas was breaking in abandoned houses.
Oh yeah, you told us that story.
Hey, listen. That's all I got. I was a good nigga.
Soft, man.
I was a good nigga, man. What you want me to do?
Man? I'm disappointed in you. Thought I was around some real niggas.
My bad, bro.
What are you talking about? How old?
Because we ain't live in New York and they're not teens.
I had to be about 15, 16. Yeah, I was around that time when I was 15, 16.
Summertime. And we was playing basketball, nigga.
I was in summer camp.
We was in the program.
7:30, yeah, we ain't had no summer camp.
Summertime, we was in the program. Killing.
Why you announcing shit?
Yo, this is the fifth time he done spilled the drink.
Fuck it.
What's wrong with you, man? Is the towel on your head wearing you off?
Oh, my God.
You think you got a dress or it's wearing you off? Why? That's how you feel.
Nah, chill out.
You keep swinging it like hair, like.
No.
And then you just be like, spill some shit.
We was in this summer program.
You was in summer program too? Yeah. In fucking church?
Nah, it wasn't no summer program like that.
It wasn't nothing like that.
But yeah, you know about them church programs.
Okay. You know what? Yeah, them church programs.
Yeah, so don't play them.
Yeah, you get real.
Because that's when you really learn them.
You know what I mean?
Dave got me over here.
That's like band camp. Yeah. This one time.
Dave got me on my brain.
CJ know about the church program.
Yeah. When we going? All
right.
I'm ready. You heard me? I'm ready.
This shit really got me in my brain trying to think of some summer shit I did. Fucking with you playing basketball, crying.
Word, jumping on trampoline.
Yeah, all that.
I got a summer joint. I don't even want to tell that story. Tell that shit, Dave. It involves you. It involves me too. And then you had me on some bullshit. Because I was down here. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm scared.
Well, tell it.
Here we go with the snitching.
Are you going to tell him he made somebody a thug?
No.
Here we go with the snitching.
We,
soft as baby butt. Now we hard.
Shut up. Let Dave talk his shit. Fuck it.
Lex had a homeboy that he no longer fuck with or whatever.
Hold on. You said what?
Lex had a homeboy that he no longer fucks with.
He light skinned?
No. Fuck what he look like.
Gotcha.
But the nigga, he needed our help on some shit.
Dave. Talk that shit, right. Dave.
He needs some help on some shit.
Talk that loyalty, and Dave. Talk that loyalty shit.
Some shit. It don't even matter what he need a help on. But anyway.
Nah, fuck it. You can tell it. Fuck it.
I don't even know what happened. I don't know why he needed help. What I'm saying is this is what ended up happening.
This what happened.
So, gotcha. Lex, these niggas come up with a brilliant plan. And I'm down here for the summer. So, of course, they want to use me to go out and be the fucking guinea pig. Because nobody knows me. But whatever, you know what I mean? I'm a rider, so fuck it.
You want me to tell the story? I'll tell the story.
Nah, I'll tell the story. Listen, we supposed to, again, see, this got me looking like I'll be out here stealing shit. She got me looking bad out here.
That's what you do, Dave.
He got me go to the nigga credit and make sure nobody home and shit. They had me do it because nobody know me. So I go over there, ring on the doorbell. And I was supposed to say I'm looking for somebody, you know what I mean? But nobody was home. So we end up running up in this nigga crib.
He was like, is Janita there?
Nobody answered the door. So we run up in the nigga crib, rummaging through his shit and shit. Yeah, we got like a laptop and some shit like that. It was a nice laptop too.
Some shit you can write on and shit.
Yeah,
you know
like
what I mean?
Laptop/notebook.
Like when it was first touchscreen laptops or some shit with swivels, you could do all this other. It was around that era. So it was a long time ago.
It had a little pin on it.
It might have.
I think it did. Had the pin and shit.
Go ahead.
Like it's a sheep or some bullshit, but go ahead, Dave.
So we ran up in there. Yo.
CJ knows some bullshit, what I said.
Yo, in the words of OG Demi, we had to go get that.
We had to go get it. That's all it is. You know what I mean? We had to go get it. It is what it is.
So we come up out of there and, you know, that's pretty much the story. We ran up in a nigga crib to steal some shit and we came out of there with some shit. And
We had the key to go in it. That's
and,
crazy.
And we ain't getting nothing for it either.
Bend on.
That's where the story gets real.
There you go.
We did it off the strength. We were like, we did it for you. Even if everybody would have got caught, we wasn't getting nothing out of the deal. We were just doing it for you so you could eat. Because you knew all the shit was going on. I happened to bring Dave with me because he here for the summer.
See, now y'all got my mind wondering, like, who?
Oh, no, we ain't going to... I'll tell you off here.
The suspense.
I'll tell you off here. You know I'll tell you off here, bro. Come on.
That's what we do.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what it was. That shit, yeah. Damn, I forgot about that, Dave.
I bet you did.
I be forgetting, Dave.
I ain't forget that.
Yeah.
It's like
I don't do that. I don't make that a regular thing. I don't run in people's houses. Let's get that clear.
And that's how I feel, too. Like, I don't do no dumb shit like that.
This is youth Dave that, you know what I mean? Niggas doing dumb shit. And thankful that niggas ain't get caught because niggas got guns down here.
Some real shit though, Dave. I did that shit a few times for that particular person and didn't want nothing for it. Just like, yo, I'm just helping you out because this is what you want to do and because you my nigga.
And now
that's some loyalty with. Shit, but oh, that's another podcast. Like,
and now niggas don't fuck with him, so.
That's because of either jealousy.
It could be a number of things. I don't give a fuck what it is. So I don't get. It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Jealousy, man.
That's
niggas
be
started
jealous.
Realizing.
Yeah, niggas.
Somebody eating more than me right now. I don't like that.
Who got my fucking lighter?
You hear me?
I just want to hate on a nigga for no reason. I got
niggas started realizing.
It's crazy.
I don't need this nigga.
Where Moses was in Bible study. Punk ass nigga.
The nigga said, Moses, you ain't did no summer shit? You ain't did no,
you did no summer cry?
Yeah, I did. I
summer cry. Summer cry.
You did no summer. What about you, CJ? You did some summer cry? Yeah, shake your head, nigga. CJ, I'm not with that bullshit.
B. Davis, no summer crimes for you?
Summer crimes. I was playing basketball. No, we
trying to do summer crimes.
It sound bad, no.
I was playing basketball.
Well, that's some of the shit that motherfucking teens and shit be doing in the summer coming. They ain't got shit to do when they out of school and shit. They breaking their houses.
Yeah,
they,
go read a book, niggas.
Right. Go learn the
elevate
next level.
Yourself,
go learn what you...
That's crazy.
I look at it like, y'all should go...
I'm telling you, that's the best tool right there, elevate yourself, man.
Yeah.
Learn on them books, be smart, because I'm telling nobody can't tell you shit.
You about to go to 11th grade, nigga. Go study what's about to come next.
Be ready for it.
Help us grow, nigga. We are numbered out here.
I promise you.
Real shit.
That's a fact. Get your education, little niggas.
Word. Fucking,
everybody can't do it.
Yo, OJ on Twitter.
And use a condom.
Huh? Definitely, yeah, use a condom. OJ Simpson's on Twitter.
Nope. That's how I felt when I have like, who the fuck? I mean,
nah, man. OJ said, listen, man.
OJ, you made it, nigga.
OJ said, listen, man.
OJ, you made it.
I'm about to release these feelings.
What? Right. What feelings?
Gonna get his ass locked up.
We already know what was on his mind.
We already know what happened. Up,
bro. You don't know what happened. You wasn't there, Moses.
We done seen the little TV show.
Social media, the devil for them.
Cuban Gooding Jr.
Especially for the old nigga like him.
Yeah, he already been to jail. He ain't got no mind, bro. Yeah. Like, he like, whatever.
He might not understand the in and out of the social media.
He's looking for the stardom, huh?
You see his face?
Right.
You see his face?
I seen his face.
He about to fall out. Yeah.
He had a whole video,
bro.
He
about to fall out right now.
He had a whole video saying, OJ Simpson 32. All the other accounts are fake. Come fuck with me on this one. And this is what it is. And this is where my mind is going to be.
I think he had to. Just because so many people was making fake accounts. He just like, shit, let me get this kid straight. I might as well be on here then.
So many
people doing this, I might as well be on here.
So Moses, you think he did it?
Huh?
You think he did?
How the hell you get that out of what the fuck?
No, he said it before then. He said, we know you did it. What he said? I talked about before his story. So, yeah. you think he did it?
What?
I think he did it too.
Hell
yeah. This nigga go around, keep murderer. He would just walk right through. Yeah.
Nah. Yeah.
Murderer. Nah, man. I think he did it too, though.
OJ won this shit, bro. OJ won this shit,
bro. Bro, listen. He still, like, come on. That dude was smashing. He probably came in, you know what I'm saying, after practice.
He no moment.
Sick of this. Yeah. And the dog tripping out? Yeah, nigga. They in there fucking in your bed.
What?
So, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga was barking
because
he got the damn white dude attention when they was killed.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. See, yeah, I don't know.
That's the same dog that got no attention.
I wasn't there.
It was the same dog.
Yeah. I wasn't there. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Same dog hyping it up. Then he wouldn't go like, oh,
hey, nigga, look, these niggas dead over here. Come over here real quick. Like,
bro, nigga, shit crazy. This is the nigga that showed OJ what he was like, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
Did y'all see the bullshit rumor going around when it was trying to say that OJ fucked with Chris, what's his name?
We done talked about this 100 fucking times. Nigga.
No, we did.
Yes, Chris Jenner, yes. That's Khloe's daddy. We done talked about this 100
times.
No,
I know, but this is some recent shit that would happen.
Oh, well, yeah, that's Khloe's daddy, man.
I don't think it's Khloe's daddy.
That's Khloe's daddy, man.
It's not Khloe's.
You see that nigga head? You see Khloe head? Look at that nigga head.
It's a similar structure.
Right. You know what I mean?
So you think Khloe is OJ's daughter?
It's a similar structure. Right.
You think so, Moses?
Shirley, doing that trial you time?
You
see Shirley,
the shoulders? Tallest one, right?
It's possible.
Was like, you know what I'm saying? She was like,
yo, look
oh,
at the
OJ.
Shoulders.
But listen, this is the recent
listen,
shit.
Listen, she was like, OJ, poor crime. And this, not at all.
This the recent shit. This the recent shit that came about or some shit like a few weeks ago. Something about he said that they did have a rendezvous in the jacuzzi.
A rendezvous.
In the jacuzzi.
Who said
you can
that?
Tell that shit was old.
It was some OJ shit,
first of all,
man.
You calling sex rendezvous?
Yeah.
That's some old shit.
Like, he said some shit like
late
70s. No, you know what it is? Yeah. I'm sorry. It's a dude. It was like his old manager. His old manager is coming out with a documentary about it. And he brought it up and said that and said something about OJ stood up and she seen the, you know, and she was like, oh my God. And
he slapped her across the face.
Probably.
This
I don't
nigga can't alcohol it.
Who's? CJ? CJ ain't got no Everclear, so he wanted to see them.
Love
bless right him.
Oh, yo, so we said we was going to have this Rough Riders conversation.
What?
You said something about Rough Riders. That was Moses. What did you say, Rough?
Yeah, Rough Riders was popping back then.
That's a fact.
Like, Rough Riders came out, like, that was a tough team.
Big fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a big movement. They started with a bicycle club and everything. Like, niggas won't playing, like.
Right.
That was a whole movement.
I think really DMX bought that and him and Eve.
Yeah.
Kind of like, excuse me, bought that together, but...
But you got to, don't forget about Swiss Beats.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He helped him out, too. Like, and, he was a big influence
on him.
He
was tough.
What's like, my other nigga, P. Killer? P. Killer, the other producer? He was hard with it, too.
Oh, okay. I ain't know about him.
I'm sorry.
I just know about Swiss.
I feel you. Swizzy did definitely did
Swiss made the most with it.
Yeah.
He really put him on, too.
Swiss was grinding for a long time.
We was talking about what the... The Rough Riders, Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3 and shit. Mm-hmm. It was a World War 3.
Yeah. Volume 1 was like a shock, like, come on.
Yeah.
That Juvenile and Dragon. Come on.
He took it there down bottom.
He took it like, come on. When you heard that, he was like,
But you know, that was a Rough Rider Cash Money era.
Yo, like,
they was on tour.
That tour looked like it was tough.
I wish I could have seen that.
Helicopters and shit.
I think 50 was on that tour too.
Oh, really?
He was opening.
That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
That's nice to know.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. People got a hell of a show, man. Shit.
Yeah,
because like they was packing it in. Imagine how much money it was getting.
I think the Lox ended up getting off with Bad Boy like at the perfect time for them to be on Rough Riders like that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, look at it. That's why I said when that happened, like it was the right time.
Right.
Like
they was already managed by the niggas anyway.
True, but what I'm just saying, they was signed to Bad Boy, and then when they wanted off, it was like as soon as they got off, it was right around the same time DMX was dropping.
Right when
they
was eating up.
There we go. You know what I mean? It was like perfect timing for them. That's what I was saying. So I was just like, oh, that was dope. And you know, the Lox is my favorite group. So Jay the Kiss, what up? Styles P, what up? Sheik Looch. DMX.
I always fuck with Sheik.
Then they came with Volume 2. You know
what What was that shit they
the
had
World
with
3?
The shit with Twista and Drag On. They was on some spitting fat. They was spitting fast.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was called. Yeah,
I forgot the name of
that. We ain't listening to that.
Okay.
That Snoop Dogg shit. Tugboat.
Swizzy, nice with it.
That was like, when I heard that, I was like, God, what is wrong with that beat? Like, You heard that, man? It was crazy.
Who was your favorite out of Rough Riders?
DMX, of course.
DMX was your favorite?
And second was Drag On, but then, like, it faded off. Mm. It started to fade. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if stuff was just happening, but it's just like, one of more focus, it seemed like, no more.
Yeah.
Like, everybody lost focus.
And niggas weren't hungry no more.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
money,
like, only one was really hungry was Eve. Like, Eve was consistent.
DMX was, too, for a little while.
Yeah.
I think Eve don't get enough credit.
Eve
as
was
being
like,
a female artist
like
and coming out with
back to back, like going
platinum
hard.
Hits.
She had one with Drag On. That was tough.
That's a fact.
Oh my
you know
God.
I think she don't get enough credit as a female artist, honestly.
She got a hit with Gwen Stefani, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
That was a hit. Like
what's B Davis, who's your what's your favorite out of Rough Riders?
I'm about to say X, man, DMX. I think because he came out first. It kind of like set the tone.
Right.
So I was just like, when he first came out, I was like, dang, I like this nigga. Like,
that's the lead. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was going hard.
And then he kind of, you know, he back up his actions sometimes. So if he say he going to kill somebody, he probably will do it. It's more believable when he say it.
Yeah.
So you know he a real nigga. It's more believable versus a nigga who with like blue hair and hair bows in their head. I'll shoot you.
Nowadays,
it's not the same. You don't get the same effect.
He won't show no gun.
Exactly. But
you see what I'm saying? Like these dudes.
You knew it was around. You knew it was around. Nigga, you weren't
gonna fuck with him.
The thing about it, he ain't really had no incidents with nobody.
You see what I'm saying?
Far like physical.
No robbery.
Okay.
You never heard about robbery.
Niggas getting shot at now. Everybody getting shot. Like you ain't hear that with them back then. You know what I'm saying?
But now, what's Swiss B say? I seen Swiss B say something on Drink Champs where he was like, when they went on tour with Cash Money and shit, they had all the choppers and all the guns and shit. He said that Cash Money and Birdman and them was borrowing guns from them when because they was getting into shit when they was going to different cities and shit like that. He was like, we had to lend them, you know what I'm saying, artillery. You know what I mean? And I was like, ooh.
So they weren't worried about shit, though.
Nah, Rough Riders were chilling.
That's what makes it so good, though.
Who's your favorite, Dave? Who's your favorite out of Rough Riders?
Oh, there you go. Started off as X, you know. His ex, he's like
set the tone.
Yeah, he set the tone. But Kiss is my favorite rapper though. So there you go.
And don't none of I'm gonna have to say the same thing. X is my favorite from Rough Riders. I fuck with Styles P. I fuck with Jada Kiss. Yeah. I fuck with Dragon.
And I love Eve.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, Eve's official.
I think everybody fuck with everybody, but like I can feel Dave, but like, I don't know. I just excluded everybody out. Not even like, cause the lives were still coming out with some hot shit too. So it's just, I don't know. I just look at them as they own. You know what I'm saying? They were signed with them. Right. I just look at them as like they own.
The thing with me though is like, don't none of them have a It's Dark and Hell Is Hot. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I don't know. But the locks
and don't none of them though. Have a flesh in my flesh, blood in my blood.
Hold on, did the locks not have some shit?
No, hold up. The locks got We Are the Streets.
Had some shit.
The locks got like, We Are the Streets. Think about on the Rough Riders.
I don't know what song it was. I don't know they were talking Stomp and that shit had me. I was like, damn, them niggas had you on your shit.
We Are the Streets, man. Oh, yo, shout out to OG Demi because I when I went and got, we went to go, he took me to go get some albums back in the day. And Supreme Clientele, Ghostface Killer, and The Locks, We Are the Streets. He bought both of those for me. He was like, which ones you want? And I'm like, I want them two. And boom, he snatched that for me. So you ain't listen to fucking Jail Is for Suckers. You need to go listen to Jail Is for Suckers. You need to go back and listen to all our episodes, Cocaine. Just all our episodes. Take Steve money. Harvey suit, all that shit.
Take money, take money.
Salmon.
take money. Oh, shit.
Salmon shirt. We had salmon today. Father's Day. Yeah. Cooked on the grill.
Salmon shirt.
Pork juice on that bitch.
That's a fact.
Yo, stop snitching. Oh, shit. So we wanted to have this currency conversation. Why y'all niggas be looking? I be hating y'all niggas.
What? Why you mad? Because you got
are
that
despicable. He about to eat.
That pork juice going to go right there.
He about to eat the
salmon. That's what I am waiting on.
In the
dog, the fat. Fire off the grill already burned the fucking pork grease off of
that
shit.
As soon as you
bite into it, it's going to be like,
squish. That's not how it went.
And then OG poured the steak juice over it.
Yeah, he poured
the
steak juice all over it.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
I cleaned the steak juice off.
No, he poured his
where's my fucking lighter?
On the steak. He poured the steak juice on the
steak. Oh, there
salmon.
It is. Thank you.
This nigga is crazy.
For fuck a nice y'all. Taste.
I ain't fucking with y'all. That salmon was good as a motherfucker. I ain't even eat
it. Yeah,
I
know. Because it got steak on it.
Real shit, though.
Tastes like steak salmon.
That's a fact.
That's why I call it.
Steak salmon.
Steak salmon.
Steak salmon with a hint
we
of
said,
pork.
Shut up.
Juice.
For the hater baby.
Shut up, Moses.
With a hint of pork.
Of swine.
Let's have this currency conversation.
Ooh, currency.
You guys put me on.
Yeah.
Y'all just put like, me on a lot of good. I didn't know he was into that soulful shit.
Oh, my God.
And he be on some high shit.
He be
shit.
On a different vibe. Like, you can really chill with currency. Like, I really like his music. Like, it's different.
It's definitely dope. Do you fuck with, I'm sorry, go ahead, Moses.
I'm sorry, when I heard him, he was kind of like different, so I ain't fuck
well,
with him.
Well, who put
time.
You on?
That's what I'm about to say. Dave had put me on. He was listening to
oh,
him.
Dave put you on currency? Yeah.
Wow. But I've been new about Kurt, but I never like got a chance to listen to him.
Where you from, New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Dave, why you know about currency before this nigga and he lived from New Orleans?
I knew, I just think what I'm saying, I knew about him, but I just didn't listen to him like that because I listened to him.
He was signing
No
Limit.
Young Money.
Yeah, so I used to listen to him, but at the same time, I didn't know his kind of flow.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, he was signing people where he couldn't like express himself. When he could, it was. I felt like it was tough. Mm. Like I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, he one of the only real independent artists out here right
yeah.
now. He not signing nobody. He had to deal with Dame Dash at one point after Cash Money.
And oh, did he?
He had to. They had to do that because of video. And he had to pay to get out his deal and shit.
And why y'all think it didn't work with Wayne?
From the interviews I saw, he said it. Like Young Money was rapping about shit he wasn't into. So he felt like he wouldn't be able to fit in with his flow. So he just broke off into his own thing.
Y'all say he from New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
Like, and he can rap.
It's just not a disrespect thing. I think people move because, you know, just because of that. Like, he knew, like, I ain't really rapping about it. I'm a different kind of dude. So right. Him doing that, like, you see how the music is now. It's kind of hot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So...
good smoking music.
Like Action Bronson. Mm. You listening?
He a rapping ass motherfucker. I will say that. I fucks with him. Like, I'm glad. You know, I mean, I've heard of him. You know what I mean? I didn't really go check for him. And then we was sitting around, you know, what, yesterday, some shit like that. And we was playing. I was like, oh, damn, he get on this type of vibe? Oh. Let me go back. Let me go check this out. Cause I love to go check out good music. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck who it is. If you can create good music, I want to hear it. You know what I mean?
I think it's time, like, you gotta just like search for yourself. Cause
yeah, that's
everything
true.
Be playing the same thing like you already heard. Like you forget to like check out some shit sometime.
Right.
Like, and he be like, damn, this shit. What the fuck? This shit been? Niggas be like, it's been on. Like, what the fuck? Like.
Just good thing about the internet. Everything's on the internet.
Right.
But sometimes the internet can repeat, you know what I'm saying? Especially like YouTube or what's it? What's that dumb ass shit?
Yeah, you gotta get you a streaming platform, homie. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you that. You keep using cassette
Pandora.
Tapes.
Yeah,
and
Pandora.
Shit,
huh?
Stop Pandora. Using cassette tapes. Shit don't come on cassette tapes no more.
On cassette tapes, I got shit recorded.
This nigga
on
still
it
got
the
booklet. You know, remember the case with the cassette tapes?
He's just mad because I listen to the radio and still be recording songs.
Yeah, why? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that, my nigga?
He got a boombox.
Walking around with the boombox on his shoulder and shit.
Niggas gotta wait all day. Like, I gotta listen to all this bullshit. Oh, there it go. That's what I'm talking about.
You know that show work. I used to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
The fucked up about the radio though is they only play the same fucking seven songs.
If you
recorded
Foxy 99 right now, you got a tape of reruns.
And this shit is all edited. Like, man, come on, man.
Yeah, it ain't the same no more. Back in the day, was tough. Yeah. Like, you can catch that late night cussing.
Mm-hmm.
So your tape was like tough. But like now, you can't do
that. Well, hold on. But Dave, it's different though in New York when you get on Hot 97 because niggas was going on there giving freestyles.
Yeah.
And you wanted to record the freestyles and have them shits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Freestyles and new premiered songs and shit.
That's what I'm saying. You
Foxy 99
like,
should start some
God.
Shit like that. They should start some shit like a little segment or where they could
fucking.
They're
not gonna do that no more.
Yeah, nah, ain't nobody.
They don't.
That.
Nobody's.
There's too many kids up there late at night.
It's a lot of talent in the Ville. And
it's kids up
and
late at night.
It. It's a lot of talent in the Ville.
Back in the day, you go to sleep.
It.
No, it's too many
it.
Kids late
I've
up.
I've been that way for years, man.
Niggas don't know how to act now, man.
Yeah.
Come up here freestyle. They up there smell like Loud.
Yeah.
They smell like Loud on Flex.
Yeah, I'm saying, but they've been doing that since. The early 90s. Yeah. They just want to start it up now.
Man, listen.
Was it Beasley? Was that Beasley Music Group? Them niggas ain't having that.
Come on, man. Listen, niggas.
They go up there cussing. They can't even hear a word they said.
Nah, yeah, they could do this shit, do a little
nigga
video.
Nigga, bing, 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 bing.
Niggas like, huh? Niggas like Codeine or niggas like Hemi, Stizzy, or Cornboy or somebody like that. They can go on there, do freestyles on they should do a fucking segment, let them niggas rock, and then boom.
On some real shit, you don't even need radio right now. Do a freestyle, put it out on the internet yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
Ain't nobody listening to the fucking radio anyway.
Nah, niggas still listening. People are still listening.
At night, they be like, yo, I'm going to turn the radio on. Nah, niggas is not listening.
People listen to radio,
radio,
but at the same time, you can be independent, like you can do
that.
Other stuff.
As long as if they were just recorded, and as far as like the video, put that shit out on YouTube. Boom.
Yeah, I'm sure they can support local artists a little better.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody hearing that shit.
Yo, so yeah,
if they do, half the time the station get changed. You know what I'm saying? So like, then you're like, nigga, what? Oh, hell no.
Support your fucking city, goddammit. Just support your fucking city. You know what I mean? Yo, do y'all fuck with City Girls?
What type?
Look at Dave.
Look at Dave. It's not my cup of tea. I mean, right. I why would like I be listening? Song,
that's for the shorties, like, I
yeah,
feel like.
Yeah, I'm not really.
That's for the shorties. But I do hear it because I'm a shorty. Like, you do hear it.
Man, I be looking for music. So I just but said I fuck with Eve. Why I'm not gonna listen to City Girls?
But don't get it twisted.
I mean, catchy song.
They okay. They okay, but I'm just saying they're just not for me. Like they not whack, but they just not for me.
They content is super.
It has no meaning. Yeah, that's
it's like
right.
I feel like yes, it's like dance.
See, that's what his mind space is.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's not lyrical.
Hold up. No. It's not lyrical.
It's a smart song.
Okay. I'm just saying, like,
why is it a smart song?
It's something for the
because
club.
Because it's aimed at an audience.
Yeah.
Oh, it's aimed at a dumb audience?
It's aimed at an audience that they know is going to, you know what I'm saying?
Because they on there. They yeah, on, a, they on some get money, yeah. Whether we fucking or not.
They aiming at the younger, you know what I'm saying?
I need to get paid.
They about their life, though.
Yeah, they.
They
about their life.
Yeah.
One of them is, and she's locked up for it.
She about their life.
The other one is, too. I think they both about their life.
Nah, she's pregnant.
Sure. So?
She's pregnant now.
Everybody all the other shit she done recorded was
all them
prior.
Dudes mad right now. She pregnant.
My nigga, she ain't. All they talking about is fucking on niggas that scam. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Taking niggas' money.
So, oh yeah.
Can you be mad
life.
At that though?
I'm not. I listen. I'm just saying. You
can't be mad at that.
Nothing.
Nah, you can't.
You can't be mad at that.
You talking about somebody yeah, they about that.
So shit.
Huh?
Why somebody letting you do it to him? So why should I be mad? You know. What
there
what I mean?
You go.
How hard?
So, they talking about like the real shit that really do happen. Like niggas get scared.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm trying to dive deep into their lyrics. Like, okay, this is really what they talking about, which is nothing.
I mean. It's something.
It ain't shit.
It goes on.
You don't think it's shit?
That shit is
man, that shit going on in Miami.
I mean, get their money.
LA.
Nigga, it's going on everywhere. I know that.
Right.
But what I'm saying is you're not saying anything. You're not doing no scamming. You fucking on a nigga that's doing scamming.
You or just somebody that is rich.
Pimping a nigga out of his money. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. That's what I'm
saying.
What
I mean?
Can you be mad at them for that?
I'm not mad at them. I'm just saying you trying to dive deep into their lyrics. They not saying nothing.
Well, I'm just saying.
You know what I mean?
Let's say you had a daughter, Dave.
Yeah,
and your daughter grew up being like that versus being laid up with somebody that ain't even going to take care of him or even help him out.
Listen, there's going to be good things and bad things in every situation you in.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? I would rather her be taken care of, but. No, it is what it is. Whatever her choice is her choice. Well, hopefully she learned from the choices she make.
Gotta learn from your mistakes,
I mean?
Right?
Right. Yeah. And hopefully she got her own money. And she ain't
there you go.
On
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. I feel you on that. But not every woman grow up like that.
Right. Okay.
What you gonna say, Moses? Well, you about to say something.
I'm gonna keep quiet. I'm just ain't gonna say that. Nah, but fuck it.
Nah, say what you gotta say. Niggas every dirty woman, water. Don't hold them.
No,
you bite your tongue now.
Every woman taught different.
That's a fact.
And some women like see pattern. I think it just like reminds in their head. You know what I'm saying?
Get it how you live. Some niggas is dumb enough to be giving that bread out. I ain't gonna tell nobody not to go get that bread.
some niggas happy
want.
To get a bread out.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Niggas, some niggas.
You know, a couple of niggas
doing.
Be like, they don't shame. Like, I don't care about tricking. I don't give a fuck. Like, we done heard it.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We done heard some niggas say, yo, I had to pay for that. Like, I ain't give a fuck.
Right.
That's
that.
Tough.
And then
nothing
be like,
that.
Hey, that's tough.
Especially
I was
going to
eat the booty, then eat the booty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We done heard that before.
Yeah. You honest with yourself, man. That's all. I was going to what you speaking
he was
going to
eat
yo.
The booty, then eat the booty.
Right.
So let's talk about the.
Go ahead and trick, bitches. You know what I mean? Get your bread. Right, CJ? Nod your head, man. Damn, CJ ain't gonna never agree with me.
He'll fuck with you. I'm telling you.
Fuck. I'm gonna get CJ.
That nigga was like, yo, I can't picture that nigga Dave doing yard work.
I couldn't picture it either, CJ, so I came down here.
He's like, that nigga Jesus cutting Christ. Hedges? What? What? Felt nigga like, cutting grass?
Yeah.
Can't picture him with a weed eater.
Listen, I got one too. Some bullshit.
They had to get done.
Yo, so y'all want to talk about, let's talk about the Lil Duval song that Charlamagne. We all in relationships. I'm married.
Yeah, and that song is completely true.
Black men don't cheat, baby. Black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat.
Oh, hey, that's the new shit.
That's the name of the song. The song is hard, too.
It's catchy, too.
Yeah. It's catchy as hell.
I mean, the narrative have always been that black men be cheating on us. Other stuff. What's wrong with changing that narrative?
Right.
And then what's wrong with us as black men to roll with it?
Right.
Because that's dope. Who don't cheat. Huh? So, because there is some black men that don't cheat.
That's a fact. That's some,
like, they ain't got time for that shit. It's fuck that.
It's all fuck about that. Changing the narrative, man. That's
yeah. But actually living by it too, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I mean, when I heard it, it was crazy. Because Dave always get on here and be like, you know, I'm a black man. I don't cheat.
Black men don't
and
cheat.
I always respect it every time he said. Yeah, you've been saying safer, it. Man. Yo, go it's back to the fucking episodes. You'll hear Dave say the shit.
For real. I was following Charlamagne and them niggas before they put the record out. But I'm a proud, faithful black man. You know what I mean?
And like every CJ, time.
Shake your head, CJ.
CJ relationship. Yeah, I know. Same. He with the, come on, he with the movement.
Right.
But every time you said it, I've always respected it.
CJ is a proud, faithful black man. One of the blackest.
God damn.
Fucked up over.
That nigga's stupid.
Oh shit.
He gonna keep picking on dark skinned niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
And then came back.
I love all my brothers.
What you think, Moses? How you feel about that now? Like changing that narrative, you know, black men don't cheat. I love it.
We gotta do better, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, we ain't got time for that shit.
That's right. You gotta
shit for the movies. That shit been for the movies. You know what I'm saying? Think about a nigga that go in the movies. Nigga be mad as hell chin with your girl. And that cheat part come up.
Right.
Yeah. Nigga be like, man, come on, bro. Come on, man. Mm. So, like, when that positive shit be shown, be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because they always, like, show the black dude cheat. No other race. No Indian. No.
You know
what I'm
saying?
You don't see no other kind of, like, what movies you seen any dude cheating on? You don't see it. Mm. Right. White dude cheating. Nah, it's always the white dude has some girl tricked out or something happened, like. But the black dude, he cheating.
Yeah, or he
every time.
Black dude out here fucking bitches and giving them AIDS like the like that Tyler Perry movie.
Oh yeah, so that's the movie I was thinking about too when he was talking about this shit. I was just about to say it.
I didn't want to say it. But it's fucked up.
And that was from Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, see?
Man. That was cold.
Hollywood.
Me true, but it'd be fucked up. But like, come on, dog. How can you do that shit? But you know, whatever.
Yeah, we us black men, we definitely gotta do better. That's all. Gotta do better, treat our queens as such, whether she's black or she's a white Nubian.
Well, let's tell
whatever you prefer.
At the same time, we need to
whatever you prefer.
At the same time, the queens gotta appreciate it too, though.
Hmm?
The queens gotta appreciate it too. They gotta not think that the black man is cheating. Right. They gotta agree with it and just trust it and just roll with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, especially if you don't have reason. You know what I'm saying?
If you always trying to like put it on, like something wrong with you. Like, you know you do. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got time. Like, come on. He got a job. You know what time he tired. Like, see his homeboys. That's it. Like, ain't nobody cheating. We see our homeboys. That's it. Like, and then we coming straight home. We be telling our homeboys every time, hey, bro, you know I can't stay, bro.
Gotta go, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, it's kind of like annoying, but at the same time, because they don't do that shit.
Right.
They chill with their homegirls. They be chilling. They come home late as fuck. You don't say a goddamn thing. You just trying to get something. Like, I just hope I get something. I ain't even fucking worried about what the fuck you doing.
ain't nothing worse than being accused of something that you ain't doing either. You know
exactly.
I
mean? That should be trash.
Right.
That's what piss you off.
That should be trash.
That'd be trash. I ain't trying to be funny. I feel like the jealous friend.
Because
like nothing else comes up. Like, what the fuck? Like, how did you hear about what? Like, anyway, that's a business partner. If like you see me with anybody, so I'm not thinking about that.
Well, listen,
black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat out there. You got a queen, lover, caress her, hug her,
right,
kiss her, smile for her, compliment her.
No matter what race she is.
Fuck that temptation.
fuck them hoes.
Right. Hoes and get the devil will try to bring you down.
Right. So
get behind me, Satan.
I ain't gonna. Yeah, you can say it'd be a lot of temptations, but you don't fuck with it.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of fatties out.
It's a lot of temptations. A lot of stomach out.
Fucking south, I'll tell you, boy.
But at the same time, hold on, before we go,
it's a lot do you ever look at other chick ladies down here?
Hold on, do you ever look at a chick that be looking and be like, "What is this her problem?" You always think like, "What's the problem now?" When you comfortable, you know what I'm saying, like, because you would see a chick, you'd be like, "What is her problem?" It's always be something.
Oh.
You might chill out and be like, damn, it's an attitude. Mm. It's always be seeing like, it might be a beautiful chick, but it might not be for you because of attitude.
Exactly.
And you be gonna fuck that up for what? For you know what I'm saying? So it's just nice to see that shit sometimes.
Everybody got a little dirty side to them.
Yeah. Is it all right as, like, is it all right as a man to look at another chick?
Mm. I mean, don't be disrespectful with
nah,
it.
Nah, right. Like, right. I mean? I mean, not like that. Just to be like, oh, damn, she fine. Just be like.
Like, is it all right? Is it all right for you to be like, if you talking to, you know, your wife or your main or whatever, just be like, boom.
Your main.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Niggas be doing different shit out here, bro.
First of all, if you calling her your main.
Your wife is not your main.
Your girlfriend. Like,
but your ass is always, I ain't worried about, you know what I'm saying? You never
can
say
you,
yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is, can you say to her, yo, she's pretty?
I mean, you know what I mean? First of all, know your shorty.
You gotta know your boundaries. But
shit,
like, that's the thing. She comfortable. She don't care. She don't really care. Mm. She know you ain't worried about
and
her.
Don't make that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at the same time, so sometimes you can't say, but like, yo, she was bad. But like,
and niggas tend to abuse
a feast
shit.
Ain't. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. Yeah. Like, yo, look at her ass, yo.
Yeah. Right.
I'm be like, yo,
good too.
But see,
like, hold up, yeah, nah, too much. Like, why you going that far?
Nah, hit it with. She all right.
Her skin soft.
Look, I do the shit.
You ain't supposed to be touching the skin. what they doing out here?
Wait a minute. You hit her with the she with a feast stank.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Put something else off on her. A feast stank.
Right.
Oh,
I think
shit.
I see like, hairy knuckles.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
she look like her breath stink, though.
Yeah, like.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she hype. Yeah.
She can't wait to get here. Look at
her. Her knuckles is fucked up. Yeah. You be like, yeah, try to set me up. Mm-hmm.
She got one long titty.
Yeah. I want that bubble gut.
Yo, so, yo, we wanted to, these niggas, I swear, these niggas.
Good time.
We wanted to talk about fake love out here.
You talking about shaboobies? No, I'm joking.
Shaboobies.
Shaboobies.
You want to talk about fake love out here, bro?
Fake love.
Ooh.
Who want to start?
It's a lot of it.
Yes,
who
want to
start
is.
On fake love?
What you
feel that?
Hold on. Before you start, let me ask this question. What y'all think is the percentage of fake love out here?
About 80.
100.
Damn. What you got, Dave?
I don't know. It's probably,
I'll say 75.
75% of the love is fake.
this nigga Moses, man. I swear I love that nigga.
Man, I'm North Carolina. Go ahead. It's about 50 though, North Carolina. Like, ain't trying to be funny.
75.
Think about 75. I feel like if you don't know nobody. It's 75.
I mean, that don't even matter.
That ain't right. Come on, man. Let's talk, man. Come on,
nigga,
let's talk.
He do you something bad. Man, don't even matter.
They don't give a fuck out here.
But that depends on who you know, though. If you knew that nigga was, you know what I'm saying? Come on.
But then sometimes it turn out, you know what I'm saying, different.
Yeah, some people time, do change. You know what I'm saying? Some people do change.
So, you never know, bro. Like,
especially in the Ville.
Be careful.
In the Ville.
Watch your elements.
So, basically, y'all basically saying it's over 50%. Like, it's a high rating of fake love out here.
Who gonna start?
Mm-hmm. Let Dave start.
Start on what? What are you talking about?
We talking about fake love, man.
What about it? See, that's the problem. You focusing on the fake. Focus on the real, my nigga. You gotta look at the good things.
You see why Dave had
whatever situation you in.
Real shit.
You dwell on the negativity. That shit it's gonna make you negative. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you bring more positivity in your life, things will reflect that. You know what I mean? So fuck all the fake love. Focus on the people that really love you and that really support you. You know what I mean?
I think we jumped on this topic because of YG on the Breakfast Club saying about all the fake love that was coming to Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And just using his name and what he got, you know what I mean? Or just what happened to him. You know what I mean? As, you know, make money to monetize. Like,
right. Monetizing other people's pain and shit.
Right. And that's like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Right. And we in the city we in, like, we see a lot of fake love, and like what Dave just spoke about, like, you know what I mean, just bring more positive energy into your life, you know what I mean. You ain't gotta monetize also what the fuck, you know what I mean, is going on in somebody else's life, cause that shit is just sad, period. You know what I mean. What's up, Moses?
Oh, it's CJ.
CJ look hungry.
I'm hungry too. I can't wait to eat this
whatever,
salmon.
Bacon salmon.
I'm going to kill this salmon.
So you smashed that shit, bro.
What?
I seen you was like a little flip man was kind of like half flipping when you was flipping the salmon.
That salmon is beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Wait till you eat it. Don't worry about it.
Nah, that fake love though is
like, you're my nigga Moses. I love it. Go ahead.
That fake love is fucked up. Because sometimes you do find fake love, but at the same time, like Dave said, you exclude yourself away from it. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess you need that fake love to learn about shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't understand the experience, you'll never know not to fuck with certain type of niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas will smile in your face and be like, man, fuck this nigga.
Mm-hmm. Not even niggas, just people, period.
Trying to get whatever they can get out of you. You know what I'm saying? You learn that, so you just start fucking with them. They always be like, yo, man, you don't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Right. Main niggas be like, you don't fuck with me.
Man,
yeah.
Then you knew from elementary school.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
just,
bro, like.
It ain't even like.
You
know, but
you know
what I'm saying?
You know it, like. So you tell them, like, because you're old, like, bro, I ain't with that shit, bro.
Word, stop,
I'm good.
Stop looking for niggas to fuck with you, too. Fuck with yourself and have some confidence or whatever you're doing.
Believe in yourself.
Word.
I feel like people like cool around me is old around me. Like, just wait, right. Just sit back.
You don't need nobody else's validation.
Yeah,
looking
like,
for outside acceptance.
Right. If niggas ain't fucking
fuck
with
that.
You, like, you know what I'm saying? You know how you be somewhere, some niggas ain't even fucking with you trying to be cool. Nah, be yourself. They come to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know you real friends is.
We done got inspiring on the dirty.
Yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, a positive moment.
Listen, man.
But that's how I be. Am I lying? Bing. Niggas you don't fuck with, and you'll be like, man, I see why I ain't fuck with that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The niggas that come to you, that be the niggas that you know for a long time. That's what I'm saying. So you just gotta watch your friends.
I think sometimes people like grow apart too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. That happens too. Okay, talk about that.
Yeah, because some people go in one direction, then you go in another direction. They might be going to a tough time right now in their life.
Right.
And they see you looking like you doing this, that, and the third. And it's really not like that. It's right. Just, you know what I'm saying? I've been going through that, so I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, fight my way too. We just chose a different approach.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I try to better myself. You gotta want it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta want it, bro.
So
I feel like your friends want you to better yourself. That's how you know you're a true friend.
And they help you.
Like,
you know
when a friend tell you something, hey, bro, this ain't right, bro. And you know you feel ain't right. Like, say you'll ask a nigga something, and you know something ain't right. But you just ask just to see. And then you'll be like, yeah, that's, nah, nigga, you ain't, what the fuck? At least tell me the truth. Like, nah, nigga. That ain't shit to go, bro.
Hey, Moses, since you talking about friends, you know, we want to talk about, you know, friends and family. Is it all right to choose one over the other? Or if it seems to look that way, even though that ain't the case?
I feel like it's different. Like I said, with that, the people, like, same thing, honestly. Like, who you hang around. Because, like, you can have friends, like, you know, and cool as hell. That's family. I don't even call y'all, like,
right.
I call y'all family, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
My brothers.
Right.
My kinfolk, you know what I'm saying? So, at the same time, then the kind of people, like, you fuck with. So, you'll see it. You'll see some people hanging up, like, yo, them boys been tight for a long time. You know what I'm saying? So,
word.
It's crazy, but it's rarely you find cousins hang out. If you do, it's they don't get a chance to hang out too much. You know what I'm saying?
Because you see them doing funerals.
Yeah, like they're apart because they don't move. Like one of them don't move somewhere.
Yeah, and then you're like your first or second cousins is usually your first brothers or sisters. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You usually meet them before you meet your siblings. Yeah. You growing up with your cousins and shit like that.
But see, you grow up with your cousins, but at the same time, you can grow with a friend at the same time, and be like, yo, you know the, what I mean? You family, like, you know, you my brother or you my cousin, too.
What's the saying? Blood's thicker than water or something like that, right? Or blood ain't thicker than water.
But that's that ain't always the case, though.
Blood thicker.
Blood is thicker than water. That's only in certain cases.
Only in certain cases. And you learn that in the basics. You need water to live.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's how it happens.
What is it? Blood thicker than water. Only in certain cases. You need water to live. You learn that in the basics.
Bars.
That's fucking Styles P, man. That's real shit. So
Bars.
Yo, who's out here with all that?
That's the house phone.
Yo, grab that phone real quick so we can cancel that. That shit don't be all up in the... Just hit the end button. Don't even worry about it. Boom.
They the last people I know with a house phone.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't even know my house number.
Right. It's crazy. Yeah, I'm the same way. I got a house phone. I don't even know my house number. Nigga's
crazy.
Nobody knows.
It come with the bundle pack.
Yeah. Nobody knows.
So y'all got anything else on?
Nah, it's over with, man.
Friends, family, you done? You hungry? It's either salmon. You eating steak, Dave?
This shit's a wrap, man.
What y'all eating real quick?
I'm eating everything.
Baked beans.
All that.
Mashed potatoes. Salad. Salmon. We doing this shit. It's Dirty World Podcast. This motherfucker episode Dirty 30.
Happy Father's Day again.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day. I hope
enjoy Father's Day.
I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. We on Twitter, Dirty_WaterNC. We on Instagram, Dirty_Water_Podcast. We on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Dave, what's your shit?
Dirty Water Dave B, Instagram.
We had our homie Dave.
There we go.
Here we go. You know we saucy now. It's my nigga B. Davis. My nigga B. Davis.
We in the motherfucking spot. Whose name is this?
We in the motherfucking spot today.
I like it.
Happy Father's Day to everybody out there again. Yeah.
Yeah, Moses.
Word.